Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them.
A lot of fake media. News.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Live and Local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root will join us about an hour from now. We'll get his view on what's going on in our nation's capital. More talk about impeachment. We'll get to that as we go along. First, I want to check in with Liz Harrington, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. She joins us from the swamp in our nation's capital. Liz, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's get to the breaking news of the day. Two associates of Rudy Giuliani arrested. It's campaign finance stuff. Can you shed any light on what this is all about? If it's anything serious, does it reach Rudy Giuliani? It's one thing to say they are associates of Rudy Giuliani. It's another thing for Rudy Giuliani to embrace them and say, yeah, they're my crew.
Right, exactly. And so the president's attorney, Jay Sekulow, came out with a statement that said if you actually read the indictment, neither the Trump campaign nor the White House have anything to do with these two individuals. So I think it's just another example. If you look at the Southern District of New York, it's one of the most far left law enforcement, you know, operations in the country that have been out to get the president and anyone associated with him from the beginning, and they haven't had much success. So I would just remind listeners, they promised, they were going to get the president's tax returns, and they promised they were going to get something with Stormy Daniels and all of this nonsense, and they've fallen up short. So let's look at the track record there.
I want to ask you, because more and more we're hearing from Democrats that the drumbeat of impeachment keeps growing louder. I want to ask you what the attitude in and around the White House is. And I know you're in contact with the White House on a regular basis. What is your sense? Are they on a war footing right now? Do they believe that this thing is going to have to be battled in the courts?
Right. I think we want a fair process. You know, I think we're pretty confident that this is just another political hit job. I mean, people see it through what this is, and it's been the same playbook from the beginning. And if you read, the White House had a very strong response to the House Democrats' show trial that they're running, and they said, we're not going to comply with this. If you're so sure about your facts and evidence, which clearly they aren't, since Adam Schiff had to make up a fake transcript during his hearing, if they're so confident about this and about the wrongdoing that they cannot name, then put a vote to the floor. Let's have an actual process. Let's have something which historically, when impeachment goes through, the minority party has rights. You have due process. You are allowed to question witnesses. Right now, there is so much secrecy. They are trying to move this so-called whistleblower to a different, not even bring him to the Capitol and have him in secret and change their voice and alter them. Clearly, that shows this individual has so much bias that they don't want to put them out in front of the American people so we can judge for ourselves. So we're very confident. We have the facts on our side. We released the transcript. There's no wrongdoing whatsoever. And in fact, the more we find out, it always comes back to the Democrats. We're working with other Democrats, whether it's these far-left attorneys who are representing this informant from the CIA, who's also a registered Democrat. They were working before this complaint even came out. And so that's what we need to get to the bottom of. And we're not going to play the far-left's game and allow them to do a totally biased show trial without any facts or evidence, but completely skewed in favor of the Democrats.
Liz, there is an assumption that's out there that if the House would put this to a full vote, then the president and the administration would get these rights that you talked about, being able to have counsel, being able to depose witnesses, to subpoena witnesses. Is that necessarily true, that it would take a House vote to open up all these different rights, or is that an assumption we're making right now?
That is true, but right now it's a faux impeachment process. It's not a real inquiry, and Democrats are making up new rules as they go along. And so they set all the standards. But if you have an actual vote, there's a process and there's proceedings involved, and it would go back to what we saw during the Clinton years and during Nixon, even though he wasn't actually impeached. You had bipartisan subpoenas. You had a fair process, at least trying to get to the truth. In this case, it's just a complete and total sham. And they're allowing one Republican in when they deposed Kurt Volker for 10 hours, and they didn't allow Republicans to ask questions. And then they don't release the full transcript. They don't even provide the full transcript to the House Republicans in that committee, and they selectively just release a handful of text messages when there were 67 pages turned over. And this is a complete farce, and it's because the Democrats are trying to drum up support for a phony impeachment because they clearly do not have the facts on their side.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us, a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, joining us from our nation's capital. I just saw a poll this morning. Majority of voters now want Trump impeached. That is according to a Fox News poll released. 51% of registered voters. What can you tell me about the poll?
Well, it polls a lot of Democrats. And so when you have 48% of the makeup of that poll being Democrat, it's not that difficult to get over 50%. But the fact remains, Fox has had notoriously bad polling from going back to the 2016 campaign. It's very heavily skewed in favor and overrepresenting of Democrats in these polls. And if you look at the independents, which are underrepresented, they do not support impeachment by a wide margin, by over 10 points. So if you look at the actual underlyings of some of these other polls we've seen come out as well, people see through this for what it is. The Hill had a good write-up about one of these CBS polls that said, oh, all these people support impeachment. Well, what that poll actually said was the vast majority of Americans see through what this is as a way to hurt President Trump and damage him politically going into an election. And it was a wide margin said that. So you have to look at the underlining data in a lot of these polls. You have to look at their metrics and who they're asking. And the fact is, Democrats have wanted to impeach this president since before he was even inaugurated. Okay, so they didn't need a reason. They've been just looking for an excuse since day one. And clearly Russia fell completely on its face when you had Robert Mueller testify. It was a complete sham. It was a complete lie. And now they've moved on to Ukraine. The facts are still not there. There's no wrongdoing. And so they're trying to drudge up support, but people are smarter than that, and they see through it.
Then do you debunk the polling that's been cited by numerous Democrats that 58% of Americans want the impeachment inquiry? That tells me that there are a lot of people in America that want to get to the bottom of this. That doesn't necessarily mean they think the president's guilty of anything.
Exactly. It all comes down to how you ask the question, right? And so if you're asking, oh, do you want to see more information about how this happens? Sure, I think most people would say that. And, you know, President Trump has been completely transparent in that regard. He's allowed people, he allowed Kurt Volker to testify. He released the transcript. I mean, what all this hysteria and what all this allegations came out for weeks about this so-called phone call, the president released it. We can all read it for ourselves. We don't need second and third hand accounts from far left Democrats in the CIA who hire Joe Biden donating attorneys and another attorney who worked directly for Jim Clapper. None of these are impartial sources. And so we can read what happened for ourselves. And I encourage everyone to read it. And if you read it, it shows, in fact, no push, no pressure, no quid pro quo. But in fact, that what President Trump was trying to get to the bottom of was the Democrats soliciting foreign dirt on their opponents in 2016 from Ukraine against Donald J. Trump. That's the scandal here, and that's what we've been trying to get to the bottom of, which the Mueller investigation curiously did not look into. Curiously did not look into all the attempts by Russia and elsewhere to spread disinformation about Donald Trump in the Steele dossier. This is the scandal, and that's what we need to get to the bottom of.
It's going to be a busy couple of days for the president. He's going to be out on the road tonight in Minneapolis and tomorrow Lake Charles, Louisiana. Explain what the message will be, especially in Minnesota, where you're going into enemy territory there. Explain what the president's trying to do going to Minnesota.
Absolutely. This is a state that very narrowly went to Hillary Clinton in 2016, only 1.5 percentage points. We have a great opportunity to turn this state, and we're going to tout the economy. The president's going to be talking about the great successes for Minnesota. 55,000 new jobs since he took office. The state's unemployment rate is down to 3.3%. You have the Iron Range, which is a iron ore manufacturing is coming back to life. This is a community in Minnesota that has voted Democrat for decades, and now they're saying the Democrat Party has left them. They didn't leave it, they left them, and they've gone too far to the left. And so when you have a mayor, a radical mayor, like a Mayor Fry in Minneapolis, trying to block the president from coming by imposing an absurd security bill over $500,000 when they charged Barack Obama, when he came to the same menu, only $20,000 for security. We see that the radical left is trying to silence us. They're trying to stop debate. And Mayor Fry is a close ally of Ilhan Omar. So we have a big opportunity to show the contrast of freedom and prosperity, free speech, high employment. And then you look at the radical left going the way of Ilhan Omar with her anti-American sentiment, her anti-Semitic remarks, and calling for socialist policies in America. We have a tremendous opportunity to show that contrast, and I think you'll see it on full display tonight.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us from the RNC, the national spokesperson for that organization. Lake Charles, Louisiana, where you've got a governor's race going on there. You've got a couple of Republicans in the race. Is the president favoring one or the other?
Well, from our perspective, we do not get involved at the RNC in primaries. We'll have to wait to see what the president says. And he always likes to let his support known when he endorses someone on Twitter, so we'll wait to see. But Lake Charles, Louisiana, will also be a great event on Friday night. The president loves going out and talking directly to the voters about what matters to them, and that's another example. If you look at that community in New Orleans, 2,300 new manufacturing jobs. The unemployment's declining down to 4.3%. We've got great news coming out of that state as well, and we're going to be talking about it.
It sounds like it's going to be an exciting couple of days, and I can't wait to see what the president says tonight in Minneapolis, kind of in the belly of the beast, so to speak. Thank you so much, Liz. Always good to visit with you, and we'll do it again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Liz Harrington, national spokesperson for the RNC, joining us. We're running late on a break. Let's get the break in. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now.
Hi, this diamond and silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. That's 800-961-3408.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. That's 800-961-3408.
Your Vegas Golden Knights hockey pregame begins tonight at 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, I'm alive.
I just love it. Susie Lee, in a letter to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and it's a little bit late to the party because she apparently made the decision on September 24th. She's just now getting around to explaining why she did it. She writes a letter that begins like this. I write this with a heavy heart. On September 24, I made the solemn decision to support an impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. My decision was based on a few key but alarming facts. First, as President Trump himself admitted, and an official White House phone call summary confirmed, a sitting American president called on the president of a foreign country to interfere in our elections. He has since admitted that he made these requests and has made additional public requests for foreign countries to interfere in our elections. Yeah, I think Susie Lee is now talking about China. Second, it is clear that this administration interfered in the lawful release of a whistleblower complaint from a brave American public servant. A whistleblower, CIA, flaming liberal Democrat. No. She says it's a brave American public servant who spoke up because of the threat of our democracy to our democracy that the president's action posed during that phone call. Third, and by the way, most logical people that have seen the transcript say that there's no there. It's a nothing burger. And third, Susie Lee writes, allegations based on an official White House summary and an official U.S. intelligence report indicate the president brazenly used taxpayer dollars as a bargaining chip, taxpayer dollars that the American government had dedicated to protecting our allies in Europe and our troops stationed there. I thought it was Joe Biden that said, we're going to withhold money if you don't fire this prosecutor.
Funny, funny, funny comedy.
Yeah. She could be talking about Joe Biden. Anyway, Susie Lee trying to explain. My question to Susie Lee would be very simply, why not just put this thing to a vote in the House and let the House vote on articles of impeachment?
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah. Let's cut to the chase. Anyway, more coming up. You'll hear from the president himself. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The president had a lot to say yesterday. I'll forget that. And live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The advance of Turkish forces into northeastern Syria is now into its second day. The Turkish president saying the air and ground offensive has killed over 100 what he calls terrorists in the invasion of Syria. It's unclear whether those killed, though, were fighting with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The UN Security Council due to meet today to discuss the situation. The Turkish invasion began after U.S. troops were pulled from the area. Two of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani's business associates, are now being charged with conspiracy and campaign finance violations. The case linked to efforts to get Ukraine to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son. An unnamed member of Congress also referenced in the federal indictment that was filed in New York City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you, and I'll never let that happen.
There you go, the President of the United States. Good to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now. You know, for years now, I have been telling you how I love
The great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service, but now Real Water has upped the game again. Yeah, Real Water Concentrate. If you live in an area not serviced right now by Real Water, if you don't have a Real Water distributor, then listen up. You can get all the benefits and all the great taste of Real Water with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, your juice. Now, to learn more, just go to Kevin Wall Radio. That's kevinwallradio.com. And click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, any place, on the go. Speaking of on the go, the president is going to be on the go tonight, late this afternoon, our time, in Minneapolis. Tomorrow he'll be in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And he's going to, my guess is he's going to talk about the economy. Will he talk about, will he talk about Joe Biden? My guess is he will. Just knowing the way the president operates, and I've seen just about all of his rally speeches over the last 2 or 3 years. But yesterday, in a White House photo op, you know, Jim Acosta says, well, you don't hold the daily news conferences anymore. He talks to the media more than any president on a almost daily basis. But he responded forcefully yesterday to Joe Biden, who came out, I guess, yesterday for the first time, demanding that the president be impeached. This was a forceful reply from the president. Here it is.
President, Joe Biden came out for the first time today and said you should be impeached. Your response?
Well, he's falling like a rock. We have him on tape with corruption. I mean, he's getting the prosecutor for, I guess, John, it was $2 billion, saying we're not going to give you the $2 billion or whatever the amount was unless you get rid of this prosecutor. And then he goes, lo and behold, the prosecutor was gone. And that was the prosecutor. Excuse me, John?
$1.2 billion.
Not a lot of money. And then his son takes out $1.5 billion from China. And by the way, the $50,000 a month that he was getting from Ukraine looks like it's $168,000 split among him and somebody else, his friend. And also there's a payment of about $3 million to his son. His son just got thrown out of the Navy. So Biden is dropping like a rock. I don't think he's going to make it. I didn't think he was going to make it for a long time. I don't think he's going to make it. And I guess this is one way he can do it. You know, he didn't say that until right now, and he sees what's happening to him. I guess he's no longer the front runner. But look, I feel badly for him because I know he's going through a lot. He's been hit, and he's been caught red-handed. I mean, here's a man who is on tape saying exactly what he's going to do in terms of corruption, and he gets away with it. If that ever happened to a Republican, they'd be getting the electric chair right now. They'd be right now being walked into the electric chair. It's a whole different standard. What Joe Biden said on tape, this isn't like gee whiz we think. What he said on tape, and the fake media doesn't want to play the tape. They hardly play it. So I feel, you know, that it's too bad what's happened to him. He's sinking and his campaign's sinking. But he walked away with hundreds of, I mean, you look at the kind of numbers. His son, who is at best incompetent, got thrown out of the Navy. I don't even want to say why. A subject that we just discussed. I don't want to say why. But he gets thrown, and all of a sudden he's making a deal with Ukraine where they're getting $168,000 a month between the two of them. $168,000, and he gets $3 million payments, and all of this money coming out. And the kid has no expertise in energy, and it's an energy company. He has no expertise. You and I both know much more than he does, John. And then you walk into China, and a couple of days later, 10 days later to be exact, he gets $1.5 billion out of China, and he's got no expertise. And I have friends that are the smartest people on Wall Street. I said, is that possible? They say, no, it's not possible. It's a pretty sad situation.
I want you to hear the vice president, because this is what kind of set the president off yesterday. I get a sense that this forceful response was to Joe Biden, who came out yesterday officially urging not just an impeachment inquiry, but the impeachment of the president of the United States. This is cut number one, the former vice president in New Hampshire.
Quote, Russia, if you're listening, or quote, I'd like you to do us a favor, though, end of quote, to the president of Ukraine. Quote, China should start an investigation, end of quote. It's wrong. It's the very thing Washington warned about. It undermines our electoral process. It's un-American. Go into any city or town in this nation or your state. Go into any schoolhouse. Go into any town hall, any VFW post, any football or baseball game, and ask the question, is it okay for a foreign nation to meddle in our elections? To spread lies about opponents? Specifically, at the direct invitation of a sitting president. The answer is obviously no. As Americans, it offends every bone in our body. The ballot box is sacred ground in America. That's where we make our voices heard. That's where we decide who leads us. That's where we chart America's future. It's where we fulfill our duty as citizens. It's not complicated. It's called democracy. We believe Americans should decide American elections, period. But Donald Trump will do anything to get reelected, including violating the most basic forms of democracy. It's stunning, and it's dangerous, because it directly threatens our democracy. This is not hyperbole. It's a fact. No president in American history has ever dared to engage in such unimaginable behavior. With his words and his actions, President Trump has indicted himself by obstructing justice, refusing to comply with the congressional inquiry. He's already convicted himself. In full view of the world and the American people, Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation, and committed impeachable acts.
Shut up, you bum! Shut up!
Wow. Wow. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, Matt Lauer is back in the news. Remember the disgraced Today Show host? And by the way, I've got some personal experience about these NBC Olympic junkets, because I've been on four of them. And what happened with Matt Lauer having an affair during the Sochi Olympics, which now is being branded as a possible rape, it doesn't surprise me in the least. It was Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, I hung out with Katie Couric and her, 15 or 20 interns, female interns, dirty dancing in a club in Torino. I've been there. I've been there.
One of the worst things I've ever heard.
I know. Anyway, we will get to that. This whole deal about Matt Lauer. Brian Stelter did a pretty interesting piece yesterday, giving both sides, the alleged victim and Matt Lauer, giving both sides of that story. We'll get to that. And a whole lot more coming up, live and local, now.
where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root coming up top of the hour. He did a great column, I guess, last weekend, that if you want a job, this president, President Trump, is kind of the jobs president. Yeah. And everybody wants a job. Okay. I'm going to change gears here a little bit. And Wayne Allen Root will come top of the hour. Brian Stelter, media critic for the folks at CNN, did a very, and again, I criticize him a lot. You know what his politics are all about. He is a flaming left-wing Trump hater, which that's fine. Free country. But yesterday on CNN, he gave both sides of this Matt Lauer rape story, both from the victim's perspective and from Matt Lauer's perspective. And then, of course, he gave some of his own opinion as well. Here it is yesterday on CNN.
After we returned to New York, we both communicated by text and by phone. We met for drinks, and she met me in my apartment on multiple occasions to continue our affair. Our meetings were arranged mutually, and Laura says at no time during or after her multiple visits to my apartment did she express any discomfort with being there or with our affair. Now, she is telling a very different story in this book, Catch and Kill. It comes out next week from Ronan Farrow. I obtained an early copy. She describes experiencing PTSD after the events in Sochi. She started drinking heavily. She wasn't herself anymore at work. That's why Vieira told her to go to HR.
What is NBC saying?
Well, I think a couple questions come up right away. Were the proper protections in place for employees like this? How could Lauer have been sleeping, allegedly raping in one case a woman, a female colleague, without management knowing? Well, NBC says this was truly something that was kept from management. There's a new statement today saying Matt Lauer's conduct was appalling, horrific, and reprehensible, and that's why he was fired within 24 hours of us first learning of the complaint. Our hearts break again for our colleague. But in the book, she says she told lots of people at NBC. So I think it's an open question about who knew what when. And this also came up on the Today Show this morning. Here's what Savannah Guthrie said.
You know, this is shocking and appalling, and I honestly don't even know what to say about it. I want to say that we, I know it wasn't easy for our colleague Brooke to come forward then. It's not easy now. And we support her and any women who have come forward with claims. And it's just very painful for all of us at NBC and who are at the Today Show. And, you know, it's very, very, very difficult.
Remember, at the time Lauer was fired, the report was this was an inappropriate sexual encounter at work. A rape is something different. A rape is a crime. And that's what Brooke Neville's alleging. She spoke with Farrow because of Farrow's reporting about Harvey Weinstein, a reflection of how the world is changing, how there is progress being made. But you still wonder about the power imbalance in situations like this. Powerful men who seem to be protected by their companies, in Lauer's case, perhaps protected for many years.
Yeah. As I say, I have been an eyewitness to what goes on at these Olympic Games. In this particular case, it was the Sochi Games in Russia. I did not work for Westwood One during that time period. But I do know that in previous Olympics, working with the NBC crew, living in the environs of NBC, eating in their compound, the International Broadcast Center. I've seen this. They bring over hundreds, maybe thousands, of young interns, female interns, female tape editors, associate producers. And it's just, I mean, you knew stuff like this was going to end up happening, but people were hooking up like crazy. I'll just tell you. And it wasn't just big stars. Okay. I mean, there were other folks, that you know, over the course of 35, 40 days that you're there, no, nothing like that. No. Nothing like that. But anyway, Brian Stelter giving you a little bit of an insight into the Matt Lauer statement refuting the book, and you know what NBC is saying. I'll say this: NBC had to know all this stuff was going on. I cannot believe they would not. And for Savannah Guthrie to come out almost tearfully and say, well, this is shocking. It is not shocking. And Savannah Guthrie's been to the Olympics. She knows exactly what goes on over there. Savannah Guthrie's been to the Olympics. She knows. This is unbelievable. No, seriously. This is not surprising at all. I want you to hear just one quick. This is Tucker Carlson. This is cut two. He was talking about the Ronan Farrow book. He says it proves that NBC is still shilling for Harvey Weinstein. Here it is.
When Farrow began his investigation, he may not have known this. He was still an NBC employee at the time. But he learned it when the company rejected his story on Harvey Weinstein, despite the fact he had it nailed. In the end, Farrow took the piece elsewhere and won a Pulitzer Prize with it. So now we know why NBC passed on what turned out to be the scoop of the decade. According to Farrow's book, Weinstein had dug up allegations against Today Show host Matt Lauer and threatened to expose Lauer if NBC didn't quash the story about him. So to protect their top talent, NBC let Harvey Weinstein get away with abusing women. And they've been lying about it ever since. Today, for example, you may have seen this, NBC has been happy to talk about a brand new allegation against Matt Lauer. In fact, that allegation may be the weakest claim in Farrow's book. It's essentially not credible. It doesn't really make sense if you read it carefully. But for NBC, it doesn't matter. That claim has been a godsend. If they can keep talking about Matt Lauer, maybe no one will notice that NBC News at the very highest levels covered up for Harvey Weinstein. That's their plan. And sadly, it may work.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, a very, very good question. But it seems to be working. This faux outrage and this faux concern from Savannah Guthrie that you heard earlier is absolutely comical. I've been in clubs with Katie Couric when she was doing Olympics.
That's very funny.
Yeah, and it's really kind of sad. But she and all the young interns are dirty dancing.
Well, no.
Yeah, yeah. This was in Torino. And the liquor was flowing, and it was incredible.
Where's the beef?
Yeah. Anyway, we will find out. The question is this so-called rape, this alleged rape, is it, has the statute of limitations run out? Or is this something that maybe, law enforcement is going to want to talk to Mr. Lauer about? We'll talk about this and a whole lot more coming up. Stick around. Wayne Allen Root joins us next. That's all coming up. Live and local now.